Welcome to the Mix Talk, Terror by Misha. This is Misha. Going to be with you for the next hour. Hope everybody's safe. That's on the East Coast with the massive snows that we've had. We've got an accumulation, I guess, from the weekend snowfall and yesterday's about 4 feet, I guess, at least, out there. It's up to my shoulders anyway, where it's been plowed. So everybody's safe and sound and indoors. For those joining me for the first time, welcome. For those that have been here, thank you for tuning in. We will take your phone calls tonight, and the number is 888-345-3025. Outside the U.S. and Canada, 740-994-0101. If you'd like a quick reading or have any questions, give us a call. I am Misha. I am a certified tarot instructor with the Tarot Certification Board of America. I'm also their executive director. My website is www.tarotbymisha.com. My email is tarotbymisha@aol.com. If you're interested in certification, their website is tarotcertification.org. The email, phone number, and the breakdown of the 7 certification levels are listed. You have any questions or about the process, you can look it up or give us a call or pop us an email. I'm going to bring on my guest for this evening, but we have a caller on the line as well. But I want to bring on Craig. Craig, welcome.
Hi, Misha. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a caller already on the line, so let's start with Andrea from Washington, D.C. Andrea, hi.
Hi, Misha. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
A little buried by snow.
So are we over here in Pennsylvania. I have Craig with me. Craig, you can come on here with me tonight. You had a
I'm
question?
Buried too.
Okay. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I said my guest this evening's Craig Eugene, so he's here with me as well, Andrea. Did you have a question?
Oh, hi, Craig.
Hi.
Yes, I do. Do you
okay.
want me to just ask the question?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. There is someone that I have been involved with that I feel that it's not over, and I'm just trying to get a sense if they're going to be coming back into my life.
Craig?
What's the person's name?
His name is Scott.
Yeah. Two things I'm getting right off the bat. Number one, will he come back around? Is he headed back your way? I feel like he is. I guess the question okay. that you need to ask yourself is this what you really want? I
was
get him
job being... related?
I'm sorry?
Was it job related? Something with job where you met him or that you spoke off because
no,
of it?
No, I didn't meet him through work. No, I did not meet him through work. I didn't meet him through work. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I mean, we have worked together. Yes, we did. He helped me on a project at one point. Yeah.
All right. A lot of issues that the two of you had. And I'm getting, a lot of baggage, a lot of things unsettled with the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, Craig, that's where you're coming from, too, with asking her if she needs to decide. It's what she really wants.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's very self-centered. It's all about him. I feel like she walks on eggshells around him and gets to a point where she gets very insecure. I just feel like she's going to go right back to that point.
Okay. I mean, does he have any concept of what he's done
No.
No.
Okay. Because, I mean, it, like a year ago, he seemed very apologetic. Like, mm-hmm. but it's just, it seems that the people that he hangs around, I guess, have a different influence on him. I don't understand it.
Here's the thing with him, mm-hmm. is he feels that disconnect between the two of you, and I feel like he's very good at setting the hook. In other words, he's going to tell you exactly what you want to hear, and he's going to pull you back into his life, and I feel like he's done this before to you.
Yeah.
And then all at once, he's right back to being himself, because that's who he is.
Because he's going for the comfort, Andrea. He is, you know, you're there, you know, waiting around, regardless of what he's done. You keep letting him come back, and it just goes in a complete circle, over and over,
right.
The same thing.
Well, I had told him I'd want a closure. I'm sorry.
And you're going to have to decide that you've had enough with that 360 constant circle with nothing changing.
Nothing changing with him at all.
No. No.
You started to say something, I didn't hear it.
Here's the thing with him. You will never get closure with this guy. He is going to continue to come back around, and the reason he does that is because you welcome him.
Uh-huh.
You're the only way this is over, dear, is for you to say enough's enough, close the door, and start walking, and not look back.
Okay.
And
why does he
say you deserve better treatment than that? And want to get the better treatment and just put a stop to it yourself. Because as long as you're there, opening the door and welcoming him, he knows he's got an in and he can just continue.
Right. Now, I haven't had any contact with him since last year in December.
It's coming.
Okay. It's coming, yeah.
I'm sorry?
It's coming. Okay. He's going to want to try the door again to see whether or not you're going to open it.
Why does he keep on coming back? I'm sorry. You may have answered
because
that. I may not
allow
have
it.
Forgive me.
Because you allow it. He knows that, you know, there's the part of you that I've discussed it. As you get with the way he is and the way things go, there's the part of you that hopes he's changed, willing to give him the benefit of the doubt that he has, and you welcome him back in. So he keeps doing it because he knows he can.
I mean, does he have any feelings for me? I mean, I know you said he's self-centered. I mean, but what keeps him, other than because I welcomed him back once before, you know, I only...
You're allowing him to come back and do it. That's what's keeping him doing it. You're allowing it. You say, no, I'm done. Then it's done.
Right. Okay.
Take care, dear.
Okay, Andrea. Real quick, I got to get the show started.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
My mortgage. I'm battling with a really bad bank. Do you see them being able? I've got an attorney on the case. Do you see them being able to get things smoothed over so that I can keep my house?
I don't see you moving.
Okay. You don't see me moving from my house?
No. I think there's going to be some give and take on both sides, but I don't see you moving.
Okay. Because, I want to put this behind me. And, I mean, they did something in September, and, you know, there was a little goof that occurred last month, and they're kind of holding my feet to the coals, and it's like, come on, look, You had your mix-up. I've had my mix-up. Let's quit ProQuo and move forward and wipe the slate clean and everything will be fine. So I'm just hoping that this attorney can actually smooth that way tomorrow in her discussion. Do you feel that they're making some headway?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thing is, the bank doesn't want your house. So, I mean, I feel like they're going to work with you. Also feel like they're somewhat limited in what they can and can't do. But I do feel some concessions being made on their part.
Okay. Okay, good.
Okay.
All right. I
call it, Andrea.
Enough of your concern. Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
Bye. Take care.
Bye-bye. Hi, Craig. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Survived the blizzard?
Survived round two. Getting ready for round three.
Right on its way, Monday.
Yep.
Another flip, I heard.
That's the last I heard, too. I hope they're wrong.
Yeah, me too. I don't know where it's going to go, because it's certainly not going to be going. There's, God, 4 feet out there at least.
Oh, yeah.
So, let's talk about, yeah, we got a lot to talk about. For those that don't know who you are or anything about you, you did have a show that you hosted with us. You have started another one to promote a website that you started. We have another caller first.
Okay.
We have Franiska from California on the line. Franiska, hi.
Yes, it's Franciska. Hi, Misha.
Franciska, hi, Franciska. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. How can I help you?
I'm not currently in a relationship, but I just have a question. Will I ever get married? Do you see me getting married, having a wedding in my life?
I do.
Yeah.
And is this guy coming in my life this year, or when do you see me meeting this guy?
I see you going through, you know, a few that aren't acceptable to you.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not getting a time frame. Generally, I don't. If it's more than like 6 months or so away, I don't get them. For the most part.
Okay.
How about you, Craig?
No, I see you going through a couple different people before you, you know, and I always say you have to kiss a couple toes before you hit the prince.
Right.
I do believe that you will be in this solid relationship before we come into the major holidays this year, being Thanksgiving and Christmas. So
okay.
You're looking at fall.
Okay. I just recently broke off a relationship a couple of days ago. This guy, did he really have feelings for me, or because I didn't really get that from him? And
when you get gut instincts, listen to them.
Okay.
You have your gut instincts and female intuition for a reason. And they're on par. They're on par. And what I tell people, hon, is, you know, you broke up. You're saying that it didn't feel right to you anyway. He wasn't caring of you the way that you want him to be. So what does it matter at this point? You broke up.
Yeah.
Move on.
Okay.
Move on to go find the right one that's for you.
Right.
Here's the thing, too, dear. I feel like you need to raise your heights a little bit in regards to the type of guys that you bring into your life.
Yes.
I feel like you've been through a kind of a string of guys here recently. They're a lot of the same type of people where they take, and they don't give a whole lot back.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You want the even give and take.
Yes, okay.
And you want to break that that habit, that trend that you've been finding yourself in.
Right.
And get out of that. And, you know, as soon as you notice it, you know, just don't even continue it. Because if it's that way from the beginning, it's going to continue to be that way. That's the way they are.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
I just had one last question. Do you see me going back to school, college?
I don't right now.
Okay.
Now, I see you with something else that you've been tossing and turning around doing.
Okay.
Something that you've been debating back and forth with that you're going to go ahead and look at and pursue first.
Okay, then. Okay, well, thank you.
You know, a break time for you for both those things.
Okay.
Okay, you take care. Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Thanks. Have a good night. So, for those that don't know you, you did have a radio show here with us. You are a psychic, and you just started up a psychic website.
Correct.
Psych is, you changed the name. It is psychicrevision.com. You're also one of the readers on there. You just started it up. What's it been, a couple weeks now?
Yeah, it's been pretty much close to 2 weeks.
Uh-huh. We got a nice one now, too.
Yeah, we have a great, we don't have a lot of what I would call readers right now, but what we do have is what I would call high-quality readers. I'm trying to get
quality
people that
better
are,
than quantity.
Right.
And how for those that are hearing about this for the first time, it's different than the other sites that are out there. The other sites that are out there, you can see people charging anywhere from a dollar or something a minute all the way up to an astronomical $20 a minute. You're keeping everybody at one set rate. $2.99 a minute.
Correct.
You're keeping, you have it at a very limited amount of people because you're being very picky with who you get on there as well.
Yeah, I mean, number one, I'm not putting anybody on there that's not tested and proven.
Right.
I'll be real honest with you, I've turned more people away than I have on the site at this point.
Right.
It's something that I'm going to continue to do. I mean, I have a motto on the site that, and I really believe that Psychic Revisions is a place that you can go and get psychic readings that you know are going to count. And so I want to have people working for me that I know are going to deliver that and stand by that.
And that has ethics.
Yep. Correct.
There's too many people in this field that have no ethics at all. How did you get started? You are a psychic. You don't use any cards or anything like that. You just are psychic with your abilities. How did you get started and realize that you had those abilities?
Well, I think I've always had the abilities. I look back at my childhood. I look back at my childhood, and I mean, I was one that was always getting in trouble because I knew things that I shouldn't have known. And, you know, my mom and dad were consistently, you know, telling me that, you know, it's not to worry myself or, you know, it's none of my business, blah, blah, blah. And I seem like I've always known things before they happened. And in the last 8 years. I've taken some courses. I've worked with one of the top psychics on the East Coast to, I guess, fine-tune my skills.
Right.
I'm a UC Reiki master. I do use tarot cards. I don't use them much. I have taken classes, and I've went through and done the whole thing. I mean, I've actually married my cards, as you may understand what I'm talking about in that regard.
Right.
For me, the tarot card is more of a tool for sometimes being able to hook into the energy. And it's also a good way for me to look at a situation that hasn't come to form yet, so to speak, where, you know, I've been reading for somebody, and it's just a good way to verify that what I'm getting is really what's going on.
Right, right. When you get info, how do you get the information? Do you get, you know, that voice in your head telling you, you know, way off, you know, words, you know, things that don't make any sense, that you're just like, okay, or do you get, like, pictures? Sometimes people have, like, visions thrown at them. They might get a red convertible car, or how do you get your info, Craig?
It varies. I have a guide that I trust very much, and I rely on him a lot. Unfortunately, sometimes I don't get a lot of verbalization from him. He'll give me, you know, like a thumbs up or a thumbs down or some type of a signal. I do get visuals from time to time. I have a hard time sometimes when people will call me and ask me to describe somebody that's coming into their life. I can get an approximate, but for me, I don't get like the facial features and stuff. It's kind of a silhouette. There's been times where I've been reading for somebody, and I'll get a smell or a taste in my mouth with something. And I've learned over the years that as things come to me, whether they seem like they're immaterial or not to what I'm being asked at the time, I share those things with the people because they may not mean anything to me or to the question that's being asked, but it might mean something to the person that's calling me.
Right, yeah, and it usually does. Mm-hmm. And when things like that happen, I don't know about you, but when that happens to me and I just sit there and something comes to my head or whatever out of the blue, makes absolutely no sense, you know, it comes to you for a reason. The person has to be told, and those are the things where the person's just like, how did you know that? More so than, you know, the rest of it. It's the ones that really floor the people with, oh, my God, wow.
Yeah, and I've had people call me back, you know, a month or 2 months down the road and say, hey, you remember you told me this? You know, I figured out what it meant. So I always throw that out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I did one two summers ago for somebody, and she was insistent. We have a phone call. We got Maria from California on the line. Maria, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Pretty good, and you?
Okay, thanks. You have a question?
Yes. I had a question. I wanted to know, when will I meet that special someone?
I really don't do timelines. Craig, how about you?
I don't like timelines. I do feel like you have that person coming. In fact, this may sound strange, but I feel like you already have met this person and may not have given him a second look at this point.
That's exactly what I got. You were talking, I pulled three cards. Yeah. Somebody that is around you in your life that you haven't even thought of romantically or, you know, in that sense. Absolutely.
I don't.
Huh?
I don't know who could it be.
Yeah, I don't know either, dear. I wish I could put my finger on it for you, but for whatever reason, they're really not giving me a whole lot on it. I do feel like it's coming soon.
Yeah.
By soon, I like to say 6 months. I guess the thing is I would just ask you to be a little bit more open and to watch people around you, because I really do. I feel like it's somebody that you've already met. It may not be someone that you're on a first name basis with. It may be an acquaintance of an acquaintance type of deal, but I feel like this person's already been in your life or through your life.
And I'm being told, Maria, don't judge a book by its cover. That just came to me to inform you. Don't judge a book by its cover, meaning just because at first, for whatever reason, you might be turned off, but they ask you out for a coffee or something, don't just right away, you know, turn them down and say no.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Maria. Have a
You're
good
welcome.
Night. Thanks
Hang
for calling,
there.
Hon.
Okay. Good night. Bye.
Bye-bye. I want to give out the phone number again for those that might just be tuning in to us late. The number's 888-345-3025. Outside the U.S. and Canada, 740-994-0101. I want to touch on the time frame thing, because so many people, whether it's here on the radio show or private readings or through psychic revisions, wherever, they want the when, they want it now. And a lot of them leave. I don't know about you, Craig, but it's almost like, you know, you feel like saying to them, what do you want us to do? Find them for you and ship them to your door. Things are not, first off, with time frames, it's different for the other side and the spirit world and our guides. There's no such thing as time, not in the way we know it. So time for them is irrelevant, and there isn't a set this is when. I find, you know, my purpose and yours too, Craig, as well, is to empower people and not hand deliver everything to them. Regardless of what the situation is or the question, they need to live their life and go down a path and learn lessons and whatever else there is for them to learn, and not have everything handed and told to them. And a lot of the clients don't understand that, and they get very frustrated. How about you? You run into that?
Yeah. I think the big thing for me is that I see people get stuck in time. I mean, if you give someone, you know, someone's calling and wanting to know when their lover's coming back or when their husband or wife's coming back, and if you stick to a timeline, sometimes we get caught in that and we get stuck, where then the energy becomes stale and things don't happen. Where I always tell people it's important to keep moving. As we move, that creates energy. Everything's energy. And
yeah. The example I use to try to clarify it for people is if I tell you, okay, it's in 3 months from now, you're going to meet them. Well, you know, then the person has it in their head, okay, 3 months from now is Well, February, March, April, May. The middle of May. Of May. All right, I'm not going to go out with anybody. I'm not going to what... They hibernate themselves. And they don't live their life. And by doing that, they're going to miss possibly the person that we see coming into their life because they met the person at that work party or at that friend gathering or at the family gathering. And because they chose not to go there because it's not May, the person's not going to be there, they could be missing out on meeting that person.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think for me, and I've learned a lot over the years with and reading and working with different people and seeing different things. And, you know, life is nothing but lessons. And sometimes we have to have those hard knocks before we get the reward. You know, and it's frustrating for us as readers to read those kinds of situations, but the thing is that there's always a silver lining in everything, and I think a lot of times what happens with us as humans is we get stuck in a place or situation, and we become paralyzed and we don't move, and, you know, we spend our time sitting on the couch watching TV, waiting for Mr. or Mrs. Wright to come knock it on the door, and that doesn't happen. It's not how it works. You have to be out there. I always tell people, you know, go out on dates with somebody that you don't like. It doesn't mean that you're jumping into a relationship, but you're putting yourself out there, and who knows? You know, Tom might not be the guy for you, but he might have a friend, Bill, that's perfect for you. And you just never know. I mean, open yourself up to things. Be specific in what you want. I mean, tell the universe on what you want and what you will and won't
put
up with.
Throw it out there.
Yep.
And stand by it. And stand by it. Don't just do something because, oh, well, you know, I'm lonely or whatever. Stick to your guns and mean it. We're going to go to a break. We will be back shortly.
This is The Mix Talk at TheMixTalk.com.
www.keennow.com is fast becoming the hottest new psychic spot on the web. Are you looking for live psychic advice? Or maybe you're looking for a medium or tarot card reader? You get that and more at KeenNow. That's KeenNow.com. Unlike other psychic sites, our readers are tested, and many have 10-plus years working online on a budget. Unlike other psychic sites, all Keen Now advisors charge the same low rate. Get to the heart of the truth of the matter today at www.keennow.com.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Anne, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
For your free trial, call 800-485-7543. 800-485-7543. For your free trial, call 800-485-7543.
Bandwidth Daddy has a huge amount of rock-solid bandwidth to keep your audio stream or audio streaming radio station sounding great. Bandwidth Daddy's tech support is knowledgeable and friendly and very easy to work with. Bandwidth Daddy's rock-solid bandwidth makes sure that your audio won't stutter or stumble because they have lots of headroom. www.bandwidthdaddy.com. OneStar.com.
OneStar versus your awesome cell phone. You text, you talk, you love that sleek little thing. But relying on a 5-ounce phone might be a problem. It could fly out of reach after a crash. OnStar automatic crash response is built in and can automatically connect to an experienced OnStar advisor so you can get the help you need. Compared to OnStar, your cell phone seems lightweight. Automatic crash response is available on most new GM vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
Welcome back. Here at the Mix Talk. I'm here with Craig Eugene. We are discussing his website, psychicrevision.com. Just opened up a couple weeks ago with some great psychics. We are taking your calls. The phone number is 888-345-3025. Outside the U.S. and Canada, the number is 740-994-0101. My website is www.tarotbymisha.com. I am a certified tarot instructor with the Tarot Certification Board of America, also their executive director. Their website is www.tarotcertification.org. You can get the phone number, email if you have any questions. The 7 levels that we have of certification are on there and explained, and you can pop an email if you have any questions. Hi, Craig.
Hello.
I want to touch a little bit. Well, first, I want to let everybody know as well, besides the website that you started, PsychicRevisions.com, revision, one singular, no S on that.
Correct.
So that everybody can get to know the readers on there, you are hosting on the Mix Talk on the Monday nights at 8 o'clock.
Correct.
Go ahead.
I have a show that's going to be completely focused on what we do over on the site. I'm going to go through the rotation of all the readers and give everybody a chance to get to know everybody. I'm trying as much as I can to put information out there about everybody that we have on the site. We're over on Facebook, Psychic Revision, and basically, what I want to do is give everybody an opportunity to make that phone call and get a mini reading and see what our readers can really do. The one thing that I find that's really unique, Misha, and if I can just share this real quick, is that, and I use Keen as an example. If you call Keen and you call a reader on Keen, as soon as you press number one on your phone, the time's running. And with Psychic Revision, through the software that we have at this point, you don't start paying for that phone call until you hit the meter button. And I find that to be very, I think it's very exciting myself, because it gives everybody an opportunity to call. Number one, get those questions out of the way about, you know, who you're calling about, what it is you're looking for. Some of our readers will ask you for date of birth, that type of stuff. Get all that out of the way before you have to start paying, and then pay for the reading. And the other thing is that our system is set up to where if you talk to somebody for 5.5 minutes, you are charged for 5, where some of the other sites out there, if you talk for 5 minutes and 1 second, you're charged for 6.
Right.
I've worked on other sites. I've seen what I consider to be wrong with some of the other sites out there, and I've tried to implement those things into our system, and hopefully we become the number one site out there. I feel like what we have to offer right now is better than you can find anyplace else.
Anyplace else, yep. And just so people know, Craig, you're also one of the psychic readers on there that's available to get a reading from. I am also on there, and you have a few of our other hosts as well.
Correct.
On there that our listening audience might already be familiar with from tuning into the Mix Talk. So who's the other hosts that you have on there for those that might already know them?
Who do I have on there?
That's already here with the Mix Talk that the listeners might already be familiar with from listening.
We have Dr. Donna, who has a show. I believe her show's on Wednesday nights. Dr. Donna's also one of the top readers over on Keen, and she's going to be on our site. We have the three girls I have two of the three girls. I have Liana and Mandy, who also have a show. I believe it's Spirit Whispers.
Yes.
We have Serenity Garden, who used to have a show on the Mix Talk. We have Miss Swami, who used to host with me when I had my show prior. We have half of the Psychic Coffee Hour, Jody, on our show. And the other people that are over there, I have Vicki Vale, who is very well known. Vicki's also a pet psychic. We have Phoenix Burning, who's been reading for years. Cena, who's been reading for years. I mean, I guess the one thing that I like about what I have right now and the reason I feel very confident in regards to saying that if you call one of our readers, you will know that the reading counted. Because I would say the average time in the business for people on our site is probably 7 to 8 years. Some of them exceed 10.
Right.
So, and we're going to continue to bring those kind of people over.
So the listeners that listen to the Mix Talk are already familiar and know the majority of the readers that are on there, so they can feel comfortable and confident just in that from hearing what we all do on the air.
The other thing that I want everybody to know, I mean, and I told all you folks that read over there this, and I want everybody that comes over the site to know this, if there's something you see that creates a problem or something that you want to see that's not there, you know, drop me an email. I mean, I'm very open to making changes and doing the right thing. And it's like this. I want your business, yes, but more than that, we're there to help you. We're not, I mean, not anybody, like some of the sites out there, not anybody can be a psychic on our sites. You have to really be who you are in order to be here.
And we are not told by you to keep them on for X amount of minutes or more paying, like some of them do. I think some of them even give, like, bonuses out or something, don't they, for getting phone calls and babbling and keeping them on no reason longer than they need to be?
I've heard, and I don't want to throw names out there, but I heard the one that begins with the name California. They offer some pretty hefty bonuses for their psychics to keep people on the phone.
They do a lot of spamming, I heard, too.
My thing is this, Misha, I don't want you to be a one-time customer.
Right.
I want people that are going to be there. I mean, I'm in this for the long run, and I want people to be there with me.
Right.
I mean, we have readers right now that charge more than this on other sites, and I have everybody sitting at $299, and I don't see that changing anytime real soon. It may change down the road somewhere, but for right now, everybody's on the same playing field, and you have an opportunity to call and chat with all our advisors without having to pick and budget who you can and can't talk to. The other thing is Facebook. I'm going to start posting some information over there in regards to who we have, and I'm going to open up some different things over there. I welcome anybody to come over and join us on Facebook. There is a link on psychicvision or revision.com for those people to find us on Facebook. And, you know, we're here, we're open. Whatever we can do to help you, let us know.
Going to give out the phone number again. Taking your calls for the last few minutes of the show. 888-345-3025. Outside the U.S. and Canada, 740-994-0101. I'm going to talk a little bit, Keith, to Craig, something different than what I had on before, too. And just for the last, 10 minutes or so that we have left, you do Reiki.
Yes.
How can you explain to the listeners? I've never had anybody on really that did that, to have it explained to the listeners out there. What it is, how that works?
Yeah, I mean, Reiki is, for me, a type of healing. Reiki is a good way to clear negativity from your body and to focus on those parts of your body that need that, what I call regeneration or that recharge. I have done some things with Reiki that have totally amazed me. I'll give you an example. I had a girlfriend that had some problems with her shoulder. She was set to see an orthopedic surgeon. She was very dead set against not having Reiki on her, and she finally got to the point where the pain got to be too much, and she agreed to let me do Reiki on her. And I did Reiki on her 3 times, and all at once, I'll put it to you like this. She never did go see the orthopedic surgeon, and she hasn't had a problem since. Reiki's also really opened me up to some different things. It's increased my, I hate to say this, but it's increased my psychic ability. I also know that Reiki is becoming and fast growing in the medical field, and especially in treatment of cancer. Reiki has been around for a very long time, and, you know, I caution people. There's a lot of people that claim to be, you know, Reiki this or Reiki that.
Right.
Reiki is not hands-on. Reiki is not to lay your hands on somebody. Reiki is basically that light touch or your hand over the person's body in different areas. Those areas being your chakras. I see a lot of people out there that on the internet, you know, the great part of the internet, you can find almost anything on there anymore.
Right.
I see a lot of people that are, quote, teaching Reiki for a very small amount of money. I caution people to really, really look at that and to ask them some questions. There's some fantastic information in regards to Reiki on the internet.
What are some warning signs people that want to start getting trained in it, that they should look for to know it's a legitimate person or that they're going to be getting the full thing that they need to from the classes from the person? What is there certain things to look for and be aware of?
Well, for myself, I'm certified. I mean, I have a certificate of certification. Mm-hmm. The other thing is that I think it's very important that you look at the person's lineage, and basically that being the person that taught me and where that comes from, who taught them and who taught that person. You know, it's anymore, it's very easy to get on the internet and do some checking in regards to those things. The nice part about being in this field and becoming a Reiki master is it opens up some great things for us. Number one, it allows me to get insurance, and it allows me to become part of a very large, what I call, organization. There's a lot of information in regards to Reiki on Reiki.org. It's probably the one site that I would recommend anybody go to.
Okay.
That site's been around for years. And the other thing is that, you know, don't buy into you buying this books and stuff and reading these books and thinking that you know, now you're Reiki level one, Reiki level two, now you're a Reiki master because you read the book. There's a lot more that goes into that.
Right.
There's attunements involved. There's symbols involved. And
is it something that can be learned online, Craig, or is it more advisable to try to find somebody that you can do it in person with in the area?
This is actually something that you could do online. I have done the long-distance attunements. I've had very good luck in doing them. But, again, I would caution people to really, really check to see, you know, who they are getting this from. You know, and just like, you know, just like anything out there, I mean, just because they say they're a Reiki master, you know, just because he said he was a car salesman doesn't mean he was, or a mechanic. I mean, you take that time and really do some checking on it. And I really believe that with the Reiki, it's one of those deals where cheap is not always better.
If you had a given average price on what it is, because it's three levels, right? Is it a total of three levels? What would an average rate be?
You're looking at probably somewhere in the 250 vicinity for levels one and two. And if you want the master level, master being Master Reiki / healer, and then if you want to add the teacher onto it, you're probably looking at somewhere in that 350 area.
Okay. Well, we got to call it a night, Craig.
Super.
The hour goes quick, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
We want to give out your site, the site again, for anybody that wants a reading. It is www.psychicrevision.com. MindTaraByMisha.com. I can also be found on Psychic Revision. And www.taracertifications.org for the TCBA. Have a great week, everybody, and stay safe in the snow. See you next week.
Thank you.